Thousands of motorcyclists are here in Washington this weekend for Rolling Thunder, a yearly demonstration to draw attention to soldiers still missing in action and benefits for America's veterans. As bikers gathered in Arlington, Virginia before thundering off to the National Cemetery and memorials along the Mall, producer Ned Wharton met a few of the riders.
William R. Butler from Brother in Michigan, and I'm a Korean veteran, and that was in Korea from 52 to 54. And this is the finest thing going in the world right here, Rolling Thunder.
Do you think it makes a difference?
I hope so. We get them back every year. We get more veterans and more bodies we find every year. If we just get one, it's worth it.
Can I ask you about where you're from and what brings you here?
Well, I came with my husband, and we support Rolling Thunder. We support POWMIAs.
Do you usually ride together?
Oh, yes, yes. Usually the bike don't leave without me on it.
Warren Risley from Calava, Michigan. This is my first time here, and it certainly is an eye-opener.
Does it make a difference as a demonstration?
I think it helps, because apparently if we don't do it, who is? Somebody's got to look after them, because if the guys know that they don't have a chance of coming home, there's a lot less chance they're even going to want to go.
Judith Tapper, Atco, New Jersey. My son was a Navy SEAL for 13 years. He was on his third tour, and he was killed in an intense firefight by the Al-Qaeda. They were ambushed, and he lost his life. And I'm here with Rolling Thunder, and I'm just really excited that they asked me to be a speaker for the fallen soldiers of New Jersey and America.
I'm Kevin Coffey. I'm from Eflin, North Carolina. I retired last June after 20 years.
Tell me about your bike. It's beautiful.
Thank you. Well, the display was built basically because our soldiers in our unit, we lost two soldiers while they was over there, and I felt a need to do something, and that's what I did.
Can you describe it for me here? You've got...
Well, I call it the classic fallen comrade. It's got your boots, your weapon, and a helmet over signifying a death of a comrade.
Tell me your name, where you're from.
Larry Klein. I'm from Nashville, Georgia. I've got the Too Many Unknown Soldier. I've got the Vietnam Memorial. I've got the Eagle. And I've got my unit crest, the 11th Armored Cav Regiment, Black Horse Regiment. And here is two helicopters, POWMIA, and I got 768 on the front. That's how many we lost in the regiment when we were in Vietnam. It's a roving memorial. I ride for those who can't.
An audio postcard from Rolling Thunder by producer Ned Wharton and sound engineer Daniel Shukin.